This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, hi, welcome to ENN on a Friday night. I'm Peter Rosenberg, at Rosenberg Radio on your Twitters or Instagrams. I'd like to start off tonight, if I can, and will, by saying good evening to Michael.
Defensive end Mel Vinningham? Vinningham? RJ's going to be kicked off the show in a real quick minute.
Oh, do you know what's happening there, Don?
I'm not sure what happened.
Defensive end Mel Vinningham? Vinningham?
I think it's Melvin people? Ingram.
Melvin Ingram. I messed up, yeah.
Melvin Ingram. Yeah. Don, that's special. Melvin Ingram?
That is really special. And
yeah, I wrote it down, and I squeezed it together. It's awful.
If you had RJ let go, I'd walk.
Oh, please don't tempt me.
I'd like to also say, if I can, good evening to Michael.
The Bills are going to Oakland. They're going to Vegas to play the Raiders.
Terrible pick.
Raiders are 3.5 points. You don't even know what I picked.
And I'd like to say good evening to Donald.
I think of meatballs. I do a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Who are you taking out?
That's a great point. Well, it wasn't a good day for Jets football yesterday.
Is that right?
Trust me, Marshawn, was not good. And Steve Smith, you may know him as Steve Smith Sr., was on the NFL Network and had some strong words about Greg Williams. RJ, is there audio for this? He said, wherever Williams goes, the nonsense follows. That's how he runs his defense, and that's how he does it straight up. I'm not saying you have to believe me. I'm saying I'm willing to put out myself and call a spade a spade. That's what Greg Williams has always done. That's who he is, and it's what he preaches. Till something else changes, I see it for what it is. If it smells like a pig, it looks like a pig, and it's oinking, then guess what, my friend? It's a pig.
I love that.
That's not a phrase as far as I've ever known.
No, it is now.
It's tremendous work by Steve. But guys, the way that game ended yesterday with the lack of discipline with the Jets defense attacking Ripon as the game ended, I mean, I'm sorry. Michael Kay, you of all people, you kind of do have to say if it looks like it and smells like it with Greg Williams, no?
Well, that's a bad look. I mean, the guy was suspended for a year for the bounty, so, or was it a half year? But it wasn't a good look, and that's why I say I blame Greg Williams because it's his defense, but I also blame Adam Gase. He doesn't know what's going on. He didn't know enough to, like, call over to Greg Williams and go, enough. Let's just get out of here without somebody getting killed. Let's go.
And the other answer, if Greg Williams wanted to defend himself and say, well, those are the players going rogue, that doesn't reflect well on coaching either, that the players are just like taking out their own personal vendettas because they don't care anymore.
And there's 6 roughing the passer penalties in 4 games.
Not
it's
what you
undisciplined.
Want. Yeah.
And he had a great year as a defensive coordinator last year. Great year. Not good, great.
Really? Not good, great?
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, let's move on, shall we? 2 more Titans players. I'm sorry. 2 more Titans players have tested positive, according to Schefty. That brings the total number of Titans that have tested positive for COVID-19 this week up to 13. 7 players, 6 personnel. An additional member of the organization, outside linebackers coach Shane Brown, tested positive Saturday. Officials from the NFL and NFLPA are in Nashville to monitor the Titans' situation. Hopefully they don't get it also.
This is awful.
This is This is what it is.
And not to get political, it's not political. This is not political. It never should have been political. There's a second wave here. Put your mask on. Stop being a hero. Put your mask on. That's all. Do it.
Well, and
it shouldn't be that hard.
It might just be as simple as we're creating the second wave because the weather's getting different now. The virus spreads easier in dry air, in colder air. So it's the fall now. The temperatures are getting lower. And I think there's been fatigue now where people are kind of just tired. And maybe they're being lazy and not washing their hands enough or not wearing their mask out. And we're going to end up creating this thing. If we stay at the path, then we can control this to where if the second wave comes, it's not nearly as bad as the first wave. And we can kind of control this thing. But
My 5-year-old and 7-year-old could go to school every day with a mask on, a 5 and a 7-year-old, you could put a mask on. And they keep it on all day, and all the kids in the school keep it on all day. You're an adult. Keep your mask on. You take your mask off when you get home. Not that
tough. Michael, I can't breathe. How am I supposed to breathe through this mask?
You're making light. There are a lot of masks that you put on. People think anything that covers your face is a mask. It's not. There has to be something that lets you breathe. There's a mask that I got. I can't breathe when I put it on. I just can't breathe. But if you put on a real mask, like a K95, you can breathe easily. It's filtering the air.
I have a mask from Banana Republic that's double layered and pretty thick. I'm not going to lie. If you get to walking pretty fast,
can't breathe.
You can't breathe that well. Right. I like it. That's how I know it's working to me. No breath. I want to struggle just a smidge, so I know it's blocking.
It's a small sacrifice in the grand scheme of things. Like this, we're involved in something here that it's going to be memorable. It's going to be in textbooks. It's going to be studied and talked about 100 years from now, right? So this is even more than 9/11. This is now our moment. Like the generation before us had their Vietnam or World War II or everybody's got something, and everybody had to sacrifice at some point. My father was drafted, all right? My grandfather was drafted. We had generations of people that made serious sacrifices in their life. When we go back to this period of time, you know what our sacrifice is going to be? Wearing a mask and staying 6 feet away from each other. That pales in comparison to the sacrifices of the generation before us, people that lost their lives in other places in this world that really truly had to make serious sacrifices.
We were forced to just watch Netflix.
I will tell you this, though, because I think that sometimes this resonates with people. Most people are selfish, and this comes from a selfish person. So when you tell people, wear a mask to protect other people, let me try it a different way. Wear a mask to protect yourself. If somebody is near you that has it and you have a mask on, you have less of a chance of getting it. Protect yourself. Be selfish. Protect yourself. So I hear a lot of people say, I know I don't have it. That's why I don't have to wear a mask. Well, wear a mask to protect yourself in case somebody else does have it. That's a good way to think of it. This way you're not being altruistic. You're being a selfish human being. You want to save yourself.
And think about this too, guys. Another sacrifice is staying at home, right? So years from now, they're going to be scrolling on their computers or looking in books about our generation and going, wow, it really looks like there was a generation of people that didn't want to leave their house. They watched television 12 hours a day. Kids playing video games or refusing to go outside. And then they're going to go in another chapter and go, but these are people that didn't want to stay inside during the pandemic? Like, it doesn't jive. This is actually the time where you figured it'd be easier for people to stay home. We couldn't get kids to go outside. Couldn't get people to go out and do anything. So we're not really being asked to do a lot here, people.
You saying it, our moment, made me think about the song My Moment by DJ Drama and Meek Mill and 2 Chainz. I really recommend it, Don.
Okay.
I know the hip-hop you like comes randomly.
Very random.
I think you'd like My Moment.
I thought you were going to go Whitney Houston. One moment in time
when I feel like I want it to be.
What a voice. This is the guy that you want to get rid of. Really? Really? This is the guy. How can that be at his fingertips? a song from 35 years ago. This is the guy you want to let go because he insulted old mighty Michael Kay. If RJ's gone, I walk. Before you get the J out of his name when you tell me the story how you let him go, I'll walk. And I'll kick the camera over as I'm going upstairs.
Don, you want to know something really sad, by the way? Because I can tell that Michael's not listening to you.
I heard everything he said.
Yesterday, I DVR'd the program, and I was watching the ENN portion.
Oh, this is not the James Caan vehicle. This is the actual Michael Kay show.
Yeah.
He didn't DVR the program with Omar Epps and
Halle
James
Berry.
Caan.
Fine movie. No, I was watching our program, okay. And I was enjoying ENN. I was going to post a clip of Freddie Keehy.
Right.
Some would argue is one of Keehy's most finest appearances on the show.
I thought it was.
It was good.
And I don't think I can post the clip, Dom, because Michael's so buried in his cell phone. It's like he doesn't even care that what I was doing.
Oh, that's...
Isn't that sad?
When you
you're dialed in,
like
Don.
That.
You're laughing. You're having fun. When you Michael's checked out.
I'm trying to follow breaking news so that we don't get beaten on something.
That old tired act, man. That's
you think Andrew's sitting there in his bed while he's sipping daiquiris, actually checking every breaking news? I'm putting it all together
that
for us.
That is such a bogus. I can't believe you even go there. It's
what
such
part,
a lie.
So what part? Which part offends you more, Don? Him going default to the I was doing research, or him instantaneously throwing Andrew under the bus at the same time?
What's such bad?
I mean, the level of bad teammate you are. You're like every bad teammate that's ever been famous in sports mixed into one super bad teammate.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you're Odell, but mixed with like Odell wasn't bad enough. Right. He was just like a distraction. Who's just like a blaming? It wasn't me. Kind of player. Well,
this is like 18-year-old Kobe would be like, "Damn, Michael, that's pretty selfish and self-absorbed."
Really, you're just gonna blame? Okay.
You know what you guys could do? I'm gonna give you a little hint. All right.
Kick rocks.
A lot of real estate on this radio station. No, don't kick rocks. Go to management. Go to Ryan and go to Tim. I want off the show. Kick
go
rocks,
off the
you
show.
Old B. Go off the show. They'll give me DPHO. They'll give me somebody else. We'll make it work. I love you guys. I would hate to do the show without you. But if you find me that distasteful, get your backsides and leave.
I don't find you distasteful. But you one minute you're throwing RJ under the bus. You're throwing Andrew under the bus. Guys that work their tail off. Make us sound good. Make us look good.
Here, Don, real quick. I'm going to be, if Michael Kay was quarterback of the Jets, I'm going to be Michael Kay as quarterback of the Jets. You be the press asking me about last night's game.
Well, what happened with this game? Why'd you get sacked so much?
I mean, you watch the game. I got no offensive line. I'm trying my best to play quarterback.
How much would we love that guy? How much would we love him?
My job is to throw the ball downfield. If these guys can't block for me, what am I supposed to do? Next,
how
LaGreca.
Much would we love him?
I said LaGreca. Go.
No, but he jumped in.
Go ahead, Michael. What do you got?
I got nothing.
LaGreca? Question? You got anything
how
for me or should I
this
leave?
How much do you blame on yourself?
On myself?
Yes.
Did you see my run in the first half? You see that touchdown? That was a 50-yard scramble. I did it by myself. You know why I did it by myself? Because no one was blocking for me. Gates can't make drop a play to save his life. I've got no support on this team. I'm out by there by myself. I'm the only good player on the team. And frankly, I'm considering whether or not they should fire the entire coaching staff and trade all of our players. Because I'm the only one worth a damn on this team. No more questions. That's Michael Kay as quarterback of the Jets.
Right. He just filled a lot of notebooks, made a lot of back pages, didn't he?
That's true. That's
Randy true. Moss walking off the field in Washington at halftime, before halftime, going, my God, Michael.
Yeah, you got to calm down, man. All right, and so the NFL and the NFLPA has indefinitely extended daily COVID testing. That's a good decision. Memo up by ESPN says that the league and its players union outlined that they will continue to test every day except game days.
Now, what's the why? Is that because it's too evasive, or there's nothing?
You mean invasive?
I
don't see why.
I think there's some guys that probably try to get around it. That would be evasive.
But why not do a rapid test at 9 a.m. before games?
They should. They should do one every hour.
Clayton Kershaw is good at the baseball. Yesterday for Kershaw and the Dodgers, 8 scoreless innings, struck out 13. Dodgers win 3-0 and eliminate the Brewers.
That wasn't always the case in the postseason with him.
No. His last postseason outing at Dodger Stadium was Game 5 of last year's National League Divisional Series against the Nats when he blew a 3-1 lead in the 8th inning, surrendering back-to-back home runs to Tony Two-Bags, a.k.a. Anthony Rendon, and Juan Soto. That night, you may remember, after the game, Kershaw was sad. They barely could talk after the game. After last night's game, Kershaw said, "This was a fun night." The Dodgers will now face the winner of the Cardinals and Padres. Is that over? That's the night.
That's 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Game 3.
Game 3 tonight. Still not used to Game 3 being the final game of a series.
You know, they got a chance. The Marlins, by the way, have a chance. They can beat the Braves. They really can.
They can.
They can be in the NLCS. It's amazing.
So the Reds almost beat the Braves when you think about it.
Yep.
They had moments in Game 1. They had to go 13 innings to decide that game 1-0. And that was a 1-0 game, I think, into the 8th yesterday. That'd be something. The Padres, I told you, they're dangerous. Two of the most historic bat flips you're ever going to see in that game against the Cardinals.
By the way, underrated bat flip the other night from Gio after the Grand Slam.
Yeah, I didn't even notice, was it?
Yeah. Really? It wasn't like over the top. It was hey, I clearly decidedly just hit a Grand Slam, take a couple steps, and just give it a good fling. RJ, did you see it? Do you appreciate it? It wasn't OD. I thought it was very tasteful.
Yeah, I mean, if you're measuring it against just setting the bat down, yeah, there was a little flippage.
There was flippage. I mean, he didn't turn it and chuck it to the crowd. Or stick out his tongue. By the way, tonight's basketball game, no one's expecting it to be a basketball game. Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo, both doubtful for the Heat tonight against the Lakers.
No, Adebayo's out now. He's been ruled out.
Adebayo ruled out.
Yep.
Jimmy
Butler.
See,
that's what I get by looking at this phone.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Doubtful to out. You change everything.
Do you have an iPad? Can you do what I do? I lay it down in front of me, and I can at least make eye contact with the camera, glance down.
What's the difference?
Get another setup. You got to get another setup. That's all. Your setup is poor.
Yeah, my setup just works fine.
No, apparently it doesn't, because it's now dominated ENN.
As you have told me, it's a radio show. People are listening on radio. I have no idea what I'm doing until Peter just lifted his skirt.
Excuse me? So anyways, game 2 tonight, 9 o'clock on ESPN. We'll see if the Heat can somehow. They will need Tyler Hero to truly be a hero in this game, because Butler's not feeling
good.
You
know what Butler said, right, today? Mm-hmm. I also got this from the iPad.
What's that?
He said, "We're not losing this game. The Heat, we are winning this game."
Strong.
It was almost Namath-esque.
That is Namath-esque. I'm doubtful, but appreciative.
Well, now, remember that, you know, and see if it works itself out. But even if it's a blowout, entertaining product ABC's throwing out there. You got Breen.
Whenever you have Breen.
I thought Breen hates being called by his last name only.
He does.
To his face.
I'm not saying it to his face right now.
So he only likes it behind his back?
He doesn't like it behind his back, but he's not hearing it right now. But if he came on and said, "What's up, Breen?" he'd say, "My name is Mike."
Would he say in that weird way that you just said?
Yeah,
that?
Exactly that way. Okay. He has said it. He didn't talk to me for like a week after I did it accidentally.
He still doesn't like you because of that.
Oh, that's very strange. I mean, I get called Rosenberg, Pete, Peter, Pedro, Rosie.
Who calls you Pedro?
My dad sometimes.
More?
My friends in high school used to call me Piotr, my Russian name, Piotr.
What fun times.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Kyrie Irving was on Kevin Durant's podcast. Oh, and by the way, Kyrie Irving's supposed to be on right now doing a live stream where I'm sure he's saying all kinds of craziness on his Instagram. We'll cover that later. But he was on Katie's podcast and spoke about his relationship with his former head coach in Brooklyn. Let's hear from Kyrie.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to Kenny Atkinson because, you know, some people came out and was like, yo, Kai and KD got Kenny fired. And look, that was completely false. Listen, Kenny was great for the group that he served. And I was very appreciative of what he was giving us throughout the season when we were playing. We always heard how great Nash was or saw how great Nash was as a player. But also when you get to know him as a person, you understand why he can coexist with us because we don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this. And we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no, I need somebody that's going to understand that I am a human being first. I serve my community and where I come from first. And then basketball is something I come and do every single day because I love. And also I have the right ingredients and people around me to come in and do my job at a high level. And I know that they will hold me accountable to that level. There's no disrespect to Kenny or any other coaches I play with. It's just Steve coming in at this moment and then following up with putting together a great coaching core was going to make us more successful.
So I didn't get him fired, but here are the reasons we got him fired.
Right. They absolutely proved he got him fired. They didn't like running sprints. They didn't like having his system installed. They got him fired. And now, did they use the words, I want him fired? No, but they went up to Sean Marks and said, we don't like this. This is not what we need. They didn't say, fire him, and I think they're tiptoeing around that. And the other stuff, I do this, I serve my community first. This is your job. You get paid $100 million, dude. That's why you do it.
So
supposed to give your all to your job. And if your community involvement is the most important thing, God bless you, then quit.
Yeah.
He does not
a nice,
make it easy.
Well drawn out, eloquently stated way of saying, I don't want to coach.
We can coexist with us. Can you imagine that? It would be like the troops saying about a general, I hope he could coexist with us. No. That's not what a general does. You coexist with him.
Wait, hold on. We have another cut here. Let's hear a little bit more from Kyrie.
It's also going to change the way we see coaches. I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It could be. It's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
Oh, I wonder if Sean Marks could do this over again.
Listen, but if it works, then that's the way it's going to be in the NBA. Then unless you're a Phil Jackson or a Pat Riley or somebody with a bunch of rings, they now run the show. And I told you, it's same in Perlman's book about the Lakers. All those guys wanted it.
But they let Phil Jackson coach them.
Because it was Phil Jackson coming off three straight championships.
But I think LeBron's letting Frank Vogel's coaching the Lakers. Why would you diminish the guy? If I'm Steve Nash and I didn't need the money, I'd go out now and I'd resign. Like, I don't need this crap.
But I'm saying even 20 years ago, it was like, well, Del Harris talks too much and Rambis is too much up Kobe's you-know-what. And then they kind of dictated that they wanted a new coach. And then they got Phil, who had three rings, so it was easy to kind of have Phil. Now it's gotten to a different level. Back then it was, I'll dictate who coaches me. Now it's like, I don't want anybody to coach me. I don't want to be told what to do. So you can have a bunch of Dennis Rodmans coming in saying, I don't feel like practicing today. I'm going to go to Vegas. And then they're going to go. And then they're not going to practice. And they're going to do whatever the heck they want to do. Because what coach is going to tell them not to do it? Like Kyrie can come in and say, listen, there's a soup kitchen down the road that I want to help out. So I'm not going to practice today. And he'll go to the soup kitchen and not come to practice. Because he said he's going to serve the community first, so I guess that's what he's talking about, right?
You know what? This is what drives me crazy. Like, I want to like Kyrie. And you somehow make even something I'm totally in your corner about, community work, annoying. Yo, just so you know, that's what I do first. Like, what are you trying to prove it to? Like, who are you trying to prove that point to? You should care about your community. First of all, I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I do not believe that anyone, their number one priority in life is serving others. If you're you dedicated your entire life to yourself doing one thing. To Michael's point, if you're truly Mother Teresa, you can do that. You have the means to do it. Right
and also,
now.
The reason that you're able to help your community is because of what you do for a living. If it was just Kyrie Irving, he wouldn't have the same reach.
And I love
how... To just diminish your job like that.
Was it KD or was it Kyrie that was saying, well, maybe one day it'll be you, and then the next day it'll be
that
me.
That was KD.
But I love that. But what happens when Kyrie thinks it's his day and KD thinks it's his day? Then who's going to decide, no, that's not how it's going to go? That's when they're going to butt heads. That's when it's going to be a problem, because what happens when both of them want the last shot? What's going to happen when both of them don't like the way things are going on? There's not going to be anybody in charge. And I feel bad for Nash. What's he supposed to do?
Next season's going to be a blast. These guys can't shut up. This is going to be like the Bronx Zoo with the Yankees in 77-78. Every day it's going to be something. The Knicks really better win games, because the Nets are going to have the back page, because these guys cannot edit themselves. They can't keep their mouth shut. And every single thought that comes into their mind, they hit send. Everyone. I want, if they're editing stuff out, I wonder the stuff that they decided not to say. It's going to be a blast. Thank goodness Yes has the rights to the Nets. Every show is going to have to be a must watch.
It could be a crazy, crazy year. That'll do it for ENN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.